Christopher Bolton. I've just reached the grand age of 80. I was actually born in Yeovil, but we lived at Chilthorne Dover. My mother was also born in Yeovil. She was a true Yeovilian, and she worked for a firm called Gribble, Booth & Shepherd. They were estate agents. And my father, who was born in Norfolk, ended up working for them just before the war. He enlisted on the 27th of May, 1940, and I was born 12 days later. Life was quite hard in those days. I know he had to borrow the money to buy the cottage we lived in. I have a feeling it was about £300 in those days. And in order to make ends meet, they used to grow flowers which they used to send to, I believe there was a Covent Garden in Manchester. And also we bred rabbits to do with rabbit skins for the gloving industry in Yeovil. My mother, she had two siblings. One worked for a firm of solicitors in Yeovil, and the other one was, he was a cooper. He made barrels for the gloving industry. I actually went to private school until I took my, what we called O-levels in those days. In the meantime, my father had tried to get a partnership with Gribble, Booth & Shepherd, but they wouldn't give him one. So we left Yeovil in 1949 and came to Axminster. And then eventually I went to a school near Chard. Then I went to Truro. I was a complete failure, and I was asked to leave the school in Truro because they didn't think I would get any O-levels, which obviously shook me up. And it sounds conceited, but I think I passed 7 or 8, much to my father's amazement and my headmaster. But I left and I went to Exeter Technical College and did A-levels. And I always remember applying for something like 26 jobs and got 2 interviews. And I ended up working at ICI in the paints division in Slough. And I had about 12, 18 months up there. I guess I was homesick or something. And I went back one day and said to Father, any room in the business? And he said, yep. And a week later, I was back home and became an estate agent. Like it or not, you're either urban or you're rural. And I was always rural. We moved. We were living on the Crookham Road, which is coming on towards Marshwood. And Carol was a farmer's daughter just over the valley. Because I'd been away at private school, I was lost. I didn't know anybody locally. I had no friends, and I joined the Axminster Young Farmers. And, of course, the Young Farmers always was known as a marriage bureau, and that proved to be the case with myself and Carol. My grandmother, on my mother's side, they were all farmers, all round Yeovil, out at Mudford Sock. So I think it was in my blood. My father was, he wasn't a strict disciplinarian, but he was strict. And I was given completely free rein. I lived at home. I was paid quite a low salary in the days, but then I lived at home, so I had all my washing done and I was fed and watered. And it was made absolutely clear I could enjoy myself, do what I liked, but I had to pass the exams. And of course, we had a very general practice in that we had auction rooms, and I used to love being an auctioneer, selling antiques and property. We did pub valuations. It was wonderful days. I have fairly firm belief that the youngsters today grow up in today, and they don't know how we lived. We didn't have electricity, didn't have washing machines, didn't have a television. They grow up with it, and I guess in 30, 40 years' time, they'll be saying, do you remember, we didn't have this, we didn't have that. I think it's too easy to give up today. This is on the marriage front. We went through pretty tough time, actually. But fortunately, something in me, something in Carol, stuck it out, and for the good. I think parental fear was quite an important factor post-war. And you were afraid of letting your parents down. Don't let regret control your life. What's happened has happened. Learn from it and move forward.